shoot everybody out there. Double coverage. Dylan Heath, the intended receiver. But had that ball been on target to Dylan Heath, it probably would have been picked off. That's how good the coverage was. So a third down coming for the Screaming Eagles. Trailing 14-8, 7:34 to go in regulation. Receiver left, same formation. Hilgard is back to pass, has time. Now he runs to the left, and he's going to get down inside the 20, down inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. That's going to bring up a fourth and long. He got about eight or so on the play back. Excuse me, run of about two or three. It's going to bring up a fourth and about eight, seven or eight. So manageable. With the ball at the 25-yard line in Thorpe territory. Schwamigan needing the equalizer here, down 14-8. Thorpe in their all-white travel uniforms with red highlighting, looking chief-like out there on defense. Hilgard and the shotgun receivers all split out to the right side. We have a timeout called. I think Thorpe did not like this formation and called a timeout. Schwamigan had, I believe, three receivers out on that right side. And just before the snap of the ball, the head coach of the Thorpe Cardinals said, hold it. Katie Stokes called timeout and didn't like what he saw out there. So we'll see if Schwamigan comes back with that same formation now that Thorpe has seen it. Or does Schwamigan say, all right, you burned a timeout, we're going to try something else. This has been about as even as a matchup as you can find in eight-man football. You don't see many 14-8 games with 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in eight-man football. It doesn't happen that much. And it's just been a game of defensive lines. Both sides have dominated. Here we go. Fourth and seven. This time receivers split on the left side, two of them, one on the right. Hilgard all alone in the backfield, takes a snap. He's going to throw it over the middle, and that pass is going to be caught, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It's incomplete to Dylan Heath, but he was double covered, and he was well short of the first down, and the ball will turn over on downs to the Thorpe Cardinals. So a disappointing ending to the drive for Schwamigan. But the good news is there's still 6:33 and a lot of time left here for Schwamigan to get this ball back and give it another shot. You just kind of have a feeling that one or two things is going to happen here. There's going to be a long play, and it's either going to be a dagger play by Thorpe to end it and make it a two-score game, or if it's going to be a neutralizer by Schwamigan. But you have a feeling that someone's got that in them here at some point in the final 6.5. Snap coming for Thorpe back at their own 25-yard line. And to give it off on the right side, not much doing. Maybe a yard on the play or so. We'll see where they mark it here. It'll be second down and long coming for Thorpe. The way the Cardinal defense has been playing, obviously, you want first downs, but Coach Katie Stokes of Thorpe's got to be thinking, you know what? Let's not get too fancy here. If we got to kick it back to them, our defense has been pretty darn good today, and I don't know if Schwamigan can score them. That's got to be what Thorpe's thinking right now, philosophy-wise. They're back to pass. Flip it out a little bit on the left side. That pass is caught back there, but immediately tackled, and third down coming for Thorpe. It's going to be third and about 12, actually, with a loss of a yard on the play. So Thorpe still in that shotgun, still wanting to throw it, but very conservative. With 5:20 to go in regulation. Thorpe the ball in their own territory at the 23-yard line. Third and 12, Thorpe leading 14-8. Thorpe back on the right side, going to chuck it over to the about the 45-yard line. The pass well out of bounds, and again, overshot. Knops pass out there fell incomplete. Hudson Hilgart on the defense of wide receiver Landon Pink, and the fourth down play will produce a punt for the Thorpe Cardinals. Knops guy for Thorpe has a really nice arm, but just a little too much muscle behind it. Chucks that down the field a little too far. High kick, and again, a short one. It's going to hit at the 45-yard line in Thorpe territory. And here we go, Shawamigan. Again, another shot. First and 10 at the Thorpe 45-yard line with 4:57 to go, trailing by 6 points. Fun game to end the season. Yeah, sure, it's always nice to win 60-6. But it's fun to have these competitive games, too. Here come the Screaming Eagles now. Hilgart out of that shotgun. They give off on that right side. Again, nothing. Alton Schmidt just swallowed up in the backfield by Cooper Rosemeyer, the 6'2", 180-pound defensive end. And a freshman at that. Whew. Goodness gracious. Make sure I'm reading that right. I am, yeah. Second down and 10 for Shawamigan at the Thorpe 45-yard line, needing a touchdown to tie it up. They give off on the left side, or right side, rather. A fake handoff. Hilgart ended up hanging on to it, got two or three out of the play. But Hilgart is down yet and has not gotten up. He's on a knee, but still down on the ground. Third down coming for Shawamigan. Hudson back on his feet, walking slowly back to the huddle. Not sure if he's going to have to come out of the game because of the injury timeout. He is going to have to come out of the game for at least one play. Doesn't appear to be physically hurt. I'm not sure if he just got popped really hard, but he is walking gingerly at best. So third down and 7. Hilgart, the quarterback, is out, and I believe that's Norrison Rodriguez, the backup, who's going to come in. Third and 7. So we'll see if Hudson's going to be ready to go for the play after this one. Very key part of their team, obviously. Third and 7 at the Thorpe 43. Snap. Keeper, left side. Not much going on at all. They gave a fourth down. Dalton Schmidt on the play. It's going to bring up a fourth down now. So fourth down and 6 coming with 3:12 to go. We're getting right down there. The game is not over if Shawamigan doesn't convert this, but it's going to make it very, very difficult. Trailing by a touchdown by 6 points. Under 3 minutes to go, clock running now in the fourth quarter. Fourth down and 6. Everybody pulled in pretty tight with the receiver on the left side. Snap back. Give off the left side and nothing doing. That's going to be a turnover on down. Dalton Schmidt took the handoff going left side, and he was not able to get around the corner. And the turnover on downs will give it back over to the Thorpe Cardinals. Clock stops on a change of possession with 2:41 to go. Thorpe with the advantage here. So what do the Screaming Eagles need? Obviously, they need a three and out here. They need a three and out. Maybe even some negative yardage would be nice. Then they're going to have to go probably a long ways to get that game-tying touchdown because the ball's already at the 40-yard line. Thorpe in their own territory. First and 10. Shotgun. Quarterback. Give off that right up the middle. Gain of two or three in the play. Landon Pank gets a couple. We'll give him second and 8. I don't think Shawamigan has used any timeouts in this half. I don't believe. Should have all three. Could be wrong on that. 2:15 clock running to go. We have a timeout called by the officials. Not sure why. Nope. Now he starts it back up again. Second down and 8. Thorpe leading by 6. Second and 8 at their own 42. 2 minutes to go in this contest in regulation. Shotgun. Knopf's back there. Letting it wind down as far as he can. No play clock, so it's just got to kind of do something. There's a give off on the left side. It's going to be close to a first down. Not quite. Actually, he got actually pushed down back at about the 45, so it's going to be third down and 5. I thought he advanced farther than that. So it's going to be a third down coming for Thorpe. Shawamigan will take a timeout. Oh, they did mark it up. I'm looking at the official on the near side, and he was like, not even close. So it was 2 yards up further. So it's at the 47-yard line. Thorpe has the ball in their own territory at the 47. Third down and 3. A minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter, and Thorpe with the lead. 14-8. So should they convert this first down? That could be it. If not, they're probably going to punt it. Because the way the Thorpe defense has dominated tonight, pinning Shawamigan back deep in their own end with a minute 30 or so to go, your odds are pretty good the way that Thorpe has played defensively tonight. But here it is. This is basically your ball game if Thorpe gets a third down and 3. Shotgun formation. They've been there all second half in the shotgun. It's going to be a handoff, though, from the shotgun. It'll cut off the left side. That's going to be a first down, and that's going to be much more down inside the 30-yard line, inside the 40-yard line, rather, down to about the 36. A first down, not only a first down, but a field position first down down to the 36-yard line. Shawamigan, I think he went out of bounds. So that actually is a benefit for Shawamigan that he went out of bounds on that far side. But I think Shawamigan with, I believe, 2 timeouts left. I'm losing track here. That first down play is going to make it very, very difficult for these Screaming Eagles to get that neutralizing touchdown. First down and 10, Thorpe working in Shawamigan territory at the 36 with a minute 38 clock stop to go in this fourth quarter. They have a penalty flag on the snap. I think they're going to get a timeout by Thorpe on the field. I think Thorpe just wants to say, hey, whatever you do, you put 2 hands on the ball and nothing fancy, because right now about the only way Thorpe can lose this game is if they fumble. So that's probably what they're talking about. Salute to the seniors tonight. Hudson Hilgart, Dalton Schmidt, Jeffrey Borgard, Luis Martel, Evan Carlson, Gregory Morgan, along with Derek Bonga. Salute to the seniors night. They honored them before the contest started. Good luck to our area cross country runners, Phillips, Shawamigan, Rib Lake. Rib Lake had a real nice conference meet. So they may be a team to be reckoned with. Cross country running tomorrow. Good luck to all of our area athletes. Results on Monday on the morning show on 98Q Country. So first and 10. For Thorpe, 36-yard line of Shawamigan. Give off, and that's going to break down to the 25 and down to the 20. Good job by the Thorpe running back to stay in bounds as he cut back to about the 15-yard line. And that is going to be probably your dagger right there. They have a timeout called on the field. I think that may be Shawamigan's final first down of this contest as Thorpe is looking to run this out. And a 14-8 lead. The block punt being the difference in this contest. The block punt for a touchdown. The clock actually running now. They stopped the clock for a moment there, but the clock is running. And Thorpe will have first and 10 at the Shawamigan 15-yard line. They're just going to run the clock all the way down to whatever the play clock is. There obviously is not a play clock on the field. But then Thorpe will snap the ball one more time, and that will be the contest. Just a wonderful battle. Both teams just battling their hearts out in this game, and it just came down to, like I said, a play or two. That block punt for a touchdown, obviously a big one. And Thorpe is going to get themselves a 14-8 victory over the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. One final snap. There it is. And that'll do it for this contest. We'll be back with a quick forward game post-game show. 14-8. Thorpe defeats Shawamigan Butternut Mercer, 8-man co-op team. We're back with a forward game, Forward Bank post-game show. In just a moment here.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, All of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome to the Forward Bank postgame show, where the Thorpe Cardinals defeat your Shawamigan Butternut Mercer eight-man football team 14-8. The difference in the game, obviously the block punt. Thorpe had a block punt that deflected back toward the north end zone. They scooped it up, went in. At that point, Shawamigan led 8-0 on the strength of a safety and a touchdown. And seemed, even though it was 8-0, seemed to be in control of the game. Thorpe gets that punt. They get another late, another touchdown to go up 14-8 at the half, or in the third quarter, and that was the story. Shawamigan just could not muster the offense and could not keep the defensive line of Thorpe out of their backfield. And the Thorpe Cardinals win it. Shawamigan finishes their season at 4-5. Thank you to our year-long sports sponsors, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, heck yeah, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber, Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. Thank you for tuning in here on Trail Mix 103.1, where tonight here in Park Falls, Thorpe beat the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles by a score of 14-8. I'm Joel Karnick. Have a great weekend, everybody. This has been a presentation of Trail Mix 103.1 FM Sports. Good night.
All right, put them back in. Night, Joel. See you Monday.
Thank you. Thanks.
You've been listening to High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Is Trail Mix 103.1.
Another girl like you.
Have to say, oh,
ain't nothing gonna. tap on my window, knock on my door. I want to make you feel beautiful. I know I tend to get so insecure. Doesn't matter anymore. It's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's compromise. It moves us along. Yeah, my heart is full and my door's always open. You come anytime you want. Yeah, I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Look for
FM.
Are you looking for a great place to have your holiday party or special event? Check out Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, cooler, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine expected for the weekend, highs in the low 50s for Saturday to the upper 50s to near 60 Sunday. A chance of showers to start off early next week, but warmer. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Salty mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back. chase you, even doves that cry.
Thank you. Trail Mix 103.1.
Bust it.
This here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G-Bust the move.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Baby, can't you see?